Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. I just love this show. We're going to review the best music of 2014, starting with our critics' favorite local rock, pop, hip-hop, gospel, and jazz music of the year, and then we're going to take a national look, too. We're going to talk about a lot of groups that you've probably never heard of, and that just begins to define the very democratic state of music in 2014 with all this new technology. We'll listen to The Architects, Flying Lotus, Kangaroo Knife Fight, and even my pick for Album of the Year. Our critics today are Bill Brownlee. He's a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com, Kansas City's authoritative jazz blog. Bill, always good to have you here. Welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Chris Agarian is with Inc. Magazine, and beginning on January 6, you can hear Chris every Tuesday evening at 6 as host of 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. Chris, congratulations on the new show, and nice to have you, too.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hannah Copeland is a senior at UMKC, where she's the arts intern at KCUR. Hannah, welcome back to you, too.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, let's dive right in here. Bill Brownlee, tell us about a local artist, Peter Schlamm.
Anyone who goes to see Peter Schlamm at a local jazz club, you know, looks at him as an immensely talented vibraphonist in the tradition of Bobby Hutcherson or Milt Jackson. That's what made his new album, Tinks, so surprising. He doesn't sound anything like that on this new album. It's very unconventional, and I love every minute of it. It sounds different. It feels different.
You like unconventional, too.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's a short, concise songs with kind of a rock production. The album sounds great, and the first song I selected is called R.E.L.
Here's Peter Schlamm. That's Peter Schlamm from his new album, Tinks. Hannah Copeland, let's move on to you here and talk to me about a group. They call themselves Hembree.
Hembree's a band out of Lawrence, Kansas, and they're actually the product of a past KC band that was really successful called Quiet Corral. They're a five-piece band. They have a really full sound with two guitars, a really excellent drummer, bass, and an electronics guy. So the whole thing is really solid. They have a huge stage presence, really know how to engage a crowd. This track we're going to play is called Walk Alone. It's a single, and it'll be on their debut album, which is coming out on January 20th. And if you want to see them live, they'll be at the Granada on January 31st.
Okay, here's Hembree.
To a ghost with broken bodies all alone.
museum of memories, away with all our histories we go. Whatever you wanna know, can we fight this lonely war? Take a chance or no, like the lion, kill the fire. And what I really wanna know is there.
That's Hembree. They Walk Alone. That's the first pick from Hannah Copeland as we review the best and the favorite rock, pop, jazz, hip-hop, gospel music of 2014. Chris Agarian, who's about to become host of a new show, 8160 on the Bridge. Do you have any idea what you're getting yourself into? Do you know what it's like to be a host of a radio show?
I'm not quite yet. I know there's a lot of homework. And what's become the most overwhelming is to screen songs to see if there's bad words in them. That's become my new not favorite thing in the world to do.
Yeah, I bet. Well, yeah. Good luck with the program.
You.
And you want to talk about a local group, Project H, that Bill Brownlee's very high on, too.
Yeah, the Project H is a jazz group here in Kansas City, and Bill Brownlee always comes into the show and plays jazz, so I wanted to join him. I think we've done this like 8 times now, and I've never played a jazz song, and he always does. But these guys are headed up by Ryan Heinlein, and I referred to it as Not Your Grandpa's Jazz. And they're doing something a little different than most traditional jazz guys are. And they do a cool project the first Thursday of every month at Westport Coffee House, which is behind Old Beaumont Club. And coming up on February 5th, they're going to do a night of jazz with Lauren Crum, who's the lead singer for The Grizzly Hand. A nice collaborative evening. And the song we're going to hear is Saturday's Back from their new album, We Live Among the Lines.
This is Project H. That's Project H from their new disc, We Live Among the Lines. We've been heavy on the jazz vibe so far, and Bill Brownlee's going to shake it up right now. He wants to talk about a group, The Architects.
Steve, I've been accused of being in the tank for The Architects for over 10 years, and maybe there's something true about that, because I think the new release, the second installment of their Border War series, is their best project yet. Anyone who likes The Clash, from the London Culinary Era Clash, should be all about this. I think this release is just as good. The song Cadillac shows the band at its best.
Here's The Architects.
Go on and get a good look, 'cause I don't mind you staring at. Go on and get a good look, because I'm leaning like I'm wearing it. Thank you.
That's the Architects, based in Kansas City, from their new disc, Border Wars, Episode 2, a pick from Bill Brownlee here. Hannah Copeland, MC Storm. Tell us about him.
All right. MC Storm is a hip-hop artist right out of Kansas City, Missouri. That's why I picked this for a local track. This track, it's called Say Something, and it will be released on her upcoming album in about a month on Everything is a Remix. That's the title of it.
MC Storm's a her.
Yes, MC Storm is a her.
Okay.
She is part of a five-piece musical movement called New Wave, which is a group of five hip-hop artists. They all collaborate and make music, and they all represent different elements of Earth, which is Earth, wind, fire, air, and storm is the water element, of course. This new track, it's got Storm's really powerful, catchy voice and a really dancey, attractive music bed underneath. It's a fun song.
Let's take a listen. This is MC Storm, the track Say Something.
Like the resurrection, I am resurrected. No punchlines, come test me. Watch him fall into defeat. Yeah, I give praise, so I'm falling to his feet. Like the disciples, we can sit and eat. Break bread, drink wine, here's a toast. No butter on it, roast ham, turkey. I go bananas on them, Ron Jeremy. Got them right where I want them, got them squirming. You a job turkey, I am so aroma. Like the type, baby, shit, I won't lie to him. Sitting quiet, but I just wanna hear you say something. Smoother than the baby's backside bottom. I tell him I'm so raw. Turn the beat on for no reset. He say we might end up at the Trump all the four seasons. January, February, when the spring, December, and everything in between. No, money ain't everything. So let's make it about you and
okay,
me.
You and me, truthfully. More so less excusing me from truancy. Crossing the line from where I used to be. I say something, choose words like true indeed. But use them arguably. Our relation hard to see.
Tied in for it.
Like ships going off the sea, it's hard to see relationships. Part in three, part in me. I never speak much.
That's MC Storm from Everything is a Remix. That's the title of the disc. We're talking about some of the best music of 2014, favorite music of our critics here this morning. We promised you variety, and you're getting variety here. Chris Agarian, let's go to a group. They call themselves, it's their title, not ours.
Correct.
The Sluts.
Yes, the Sluts. It's fun to say that on NPR. The Sluts are a two-piece garage rock band from Lawrence. It's Chris and Ryan. And every time they play, it's a bit of a party, and it's kind of a mosh pit breaks out. But it's like an intelligent, respectful mosh pit where you might knock the guy down next to you, but then you'd help him up and maybe brush him off and make sure he's okay. But it's that kind of vibe when they play. And watching Chris drum, it's one of the most interesting drumming styles I've ever seen. It's like he could be in the middle of a fight or perhaps playing drums. And these guys have a couple gigs coming up. They're playing Saturday night at Replay. And then again on January 17th, they're playing part of a Midcoast Takeover fundraiser at the Record Bar. That's a fundraiser that helps with Kansas City Showcase for South by Southwest.
And just for the record, I want to say that when I'm not hosting this show, the place I most want to be is in a mosh pit.
Yes.
That's where I spend most of my time.
That's exactly how I see you.
Okay, yeah. This is The Sluts, the track Linger.
Let me see you. Know my sound. How I
the Sluts, I'm going to write a book, My Life in a Mosh Pit. Now, Bill, when's the last time you were in a mosh pit?
I'll be in one tonight down at the Midland. Oh, yeah.
Covering?
Covering a metal show.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
You'll be right in the middle of it.
As always.
Hannah, how often are you in a mosh pit?
Oh, I'd say give it about once a year, so I go out and mosh pretty hard.
Yeah. It's called, the verb is mosh, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah.
I've seen you there.
Yes, yes, you've seen me there. Yes, okay. Bill Brownlee, Jorge Arona, the Jorge Arona Trio.
Well, you're going to be able to mosh to this track, although I consider it, this band, a jazz band, although listeners may beg to differ. The Jorge Arona Trio doesn't get booked in Kansas City's jazz clubs, even though they, to my ears, are playing a loud form of jazz. Their new 5-track EP, Oso, contains maybe what you'd call jazz for the next generation.
Okay.
The next generation of moshers.
Okay. And this track is titled Old Bamboo, right?
That's right.
That's the Jorge Arona Trio. That album is Oso, and the track is Old Bamboo. And was that jazz or was it rock? What was it, Hannah?
Oh, man, I don't want to start a fight right now.
Yeah. Well, speaking of starting a fight, Hannah Copeland, let's go to Kangaroo Knife Fight. That's the title of the group that you want to talk about here.
Yeah, Kangaroo Knife Fight is a band that was formed in 2013, so just last year. They're a Kansas City band, and they've got a really interesting story behind them. The lead singer is actually Australian, and he found an online ad of 3 talented musicians in Kansas City looking for a lead singer. Long story short, I'm sure they decided he was the right voice, and he uprooted from Australia and moved all the way here.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He beat out Chris Aguirre for that job,
right.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
So they're this. If you're a Kings of Leon fan, a lot of people are. You're really going to like this track.
They just advertised for a lead singer, and then this guy saw it, and he moves from Australia to Kansas City to be in Kangaroo Knife Fight.
I'd do it. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Okay.
They've got a real anthem-like sound, and it's powerful, it's driving, it's a good track. It's called It's You. It's available on iTunes. And if you want to see them live, they'll be at Coda and the Crossroads on January 3rd.
Here's Kangaroo Knife Fight.
Come out in these shoes, I can't escape these blues without you. No matter how far from home, even places unknown, I'll find you. The picture in my hand holds the heart of this man, is you. It's all up in my head, these images I see, I find you. We'll be right back.
That's Kangaroo Knife Fight. I hear a little U2 in that sound.
Yeah.
Very clear U2 influence there. Okay, Kangaroo Knife Fight from a self-titled CD. That track, It's You. Chris Agarian, John Velji, and the Prodigal Sons.
Yeah, John Velji has this voice and this songwriting style that it feels very familiar to you, like you've perhaps heard it before, even though maybe you haven't. And he went out on a pretty ambitious project this year, going off the perhaps not nice nickname for a motorcycle person, calling them organ donors. And he's a motorcycle enthusiast, and he named this album in that vein. And he went out on a solo tour on his motorcycle, and the tag on the tour was 3,266 miles, 12 venues, 2 wheels, 1 cause. And Huffington Post picked it up, and the cause was the New Hearts Motorcycle Club. And John's a great guy, and he's brought a lot of great people into this project. Herman Mahari is on there on horns, and Mike Walker's on horns, and Mike Alexander on guitar, and put out a really great product. And the song that I picked to play, The Horns Hit Hard, is called Love's No Place.
That's John Velji and the Prodigal Sons from their disc Organ Donor Blues, a track Love's No Place. Okay, Bill Brownlee, Various Blonde, that's the group.
Yes, Various Blonde is a Kansas City band, and their new album is called Summer High. It's a project I love, and the interesting tidbit about this release is it's produced by a man named Ike Owens, who unfortunately died this year. Ike Owens was a member of the great rock band Mars Volta, and one of the last things he did before passing at the age of 39 was producing this new album for Various Blonde. The song Summer High captures a lot of the energy and the epic scope of Ike's band Mars Volta.
Let's listen. That's Various Blonde, a track Summer High from Bill Brownlee and Chris Agarian, let's squeeze out one more local group here before we move on in our second half to more national and international groups. You wanted to push Katie Guillen and the Girls.
Yeah, Katie Guillen.
They got a whole lot of attention this year, by the way.
Yeah, they played all over this country, and then they just got back from a little tour over in Sweden, even.
Wow.
And it's just a great record, and I've seen them 10 times this year. And,
10 times.
Yeah, I know. But I joked once. I felt like I could sit in and play with them, just pick up where they're leaving off. But they're one of the bands you see, and they're having more fun than anyone else in the room. They're like children on the playground on stage.
Wow.
And it comes off, and then you feel that in the crowd, and it's a good energy. And they're going to be playing tomorrow night, the 20th, at Coda, on a great bill with Myrie Wild and also the Clementines.
Where is Coda?
Coda is at 17th and Broadway, just south of the Kauffman Center.
Yeah, okay.
And the song I picked to play is called Woke Up in Spain from the self-titled album Katie Guillen and the Girls. And it's a great record, and you can find it on Spotify, too.
I like Katie Guillen and the Girls. Okay, it's time for a break here. When we come back, we'll turn to more national, international groups for our critics' picks for best music of 2014. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're visiting with our very good critics here, Bill Brownlee, Chris Agarian, Hannah Copeland. Hannah, you're up next with a more national group, K-Flay.
Right. K-Flay is a rapper and singer located in California. She's a she, and she grew up in Chicago and moved to California in 2004 to go to Stanford, and that's when she really started, her music started to really take off. This album is called...
Stanford produced a music star?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Her album is called Life is a Dog, and it's her fifth full-length release, and you can get it on iTunes. I like her because she's got this sexy, I-don't-care-what-you-think attitude, and it really comes out in her lyrics with this really relaxed, danceful hip-hop style. She's dually talented. She's got the gift of rap, flow, and a good voice. This track is called Make Me Fade. It's her most popular, and it's just got a good balance of guitar sounds and sounds you can only make on a computer, and I just really fell in love with it.
This is from Stanford's K-Flay. We're going to get K-Flay here in just a moment. We'll figure out what K-Flay is. Yeah, I thought maybe it was like an introduction to
right.
a song or something.
I mean,
she's
new age, but I don't know if that
far. If you're from Stanford, you might be talking like that. That's for
right.
sure. Okay. Do we have K-Flay, or are we still looking for K? We don't have K-Flay. Okay. We're going to get K-Flay here in just a few minutes. Chris Agarian, let's talk to me about Tycho.
Tycho. Tycho is a two-man project from San Francisco, and, you know, some people go to therapy and see a shrink, and I listen to ambient music. I listen to a lot of electronica ambient music, and when I'm hiding in spreadsheets and working on a bunch of projects, this is the type of music that gets me through it. And eventually this entire album will end up scoring your favorite movies and scoring the cell phone commercials and car ads. But until then, here we're going to play a song called Awake, which is the title track from Tycho's album from this year.
Okay, here's Tycho. That's Tycho. I like that. That's just so no singing. It's just this sort of
correct
ambient music as you just described. Okay, at long last, Hannah Copeland, we have K-Flight.
Woo!
Okay,
right
here's
on.
K-Flight.
Don't think I've been this nervous with the cold drink. In my two hands, saying no thanks. Like any way it goes, cause I know things they shouldn't have told me. Now I'm thinking, what for? Hanging by a sentence at the drugstore. Barely even steady out the front door. Hate my own sh, but I love yours. I really love yours. 7 in the afternoon, half asleep. Count the cars. All I think about is you, constantly. That's the heart. Waking in the same clothes, shaking from my temple to my ankles. Sunny, but I need another raincoat. Waiting by a pay.
Okay, that's K-Flay at long last. All right, Hannah, let's Bill Brownlee, let's move on to you and talk about Flying Lotus.
Flying Lotus is a musician based in Los Angeles named Stephen Ellison. He's the nephew of Alice Coltrane, the widow of John Coltrane.
Ah.
And his new album, You're Dead, is a concept album about death. It combines jazz, hip-hop, and noise, so naturally it's my favorite album of the year. And this track that I've selected, like I said, a concept album, so it needs to be heard, really, in its entirety. But this segment is called Tesla, and it features Herbie Hancock on keyboards and bassist Thundercat on bass.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's from Flying a Lotus, one of Bill Brownlee's favorite tracks of the year. And what my mind is being expanded as we go through this hour. Such interesting music we're playing here today. We're talking about our critics' favorite music of 2014. Hannah Copeland, you're up next with a group, First Aid Kit.
First Aid Kit is a Swedish duo of sisters named Johanna and Clara Soderberg. They released this album called Stay Gold in June this year, and it's really hard to point out the highlights in this album because it's all perfect and beautiful in every way, all 10 tracks.
Wow.
Yeah, they create these harmonies that really only sisters can achieve, and their style is Americana, even though they're Swedish. It said on their website, I thought this was cool, their style of Americana is one you can only create from the outside in, so there's no honky-tonk sounds in there. It's all kind of Western folksy vibe. And there's no doubt the most important instrument on this track is their voices. You could pretty much listen to it without music, I think, the instruments, and it would still sound fantastic. This song we're going to play is called Silver Lining, and it's their most popular track, and you can get it on iTunes.
There's music and there's laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on. No, no, I gotta go. There's no starting over, no new beginnings. Time raises on. Just gotta keep on keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, what's coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice call, calling out for me. These shackles I made in an attempt to be free. Be it for ease.
That's First Aid Kit, a superlative recommendation from Hannah Copeland. Great pick, Hannah. Like it a lot. Chris, high as a kite.
Yeah, we'll jump one country to the west and go to go over to Norway. High as a Kite is from Oslo, Norway, and it was one of my greatest finds at South by this year, and South by Southwest in Austin. The convention center houses a lot of activity, but my favorite room there by far is the International Showcase Room. And I was in this room. It's a large conference room. And I was texting Tim Finn of the Kansas City Star and Inc. magazine, and Neil Smith, who's a local promoter, like, guys, get in this room. You have to see this band. And they were texting me at the same time. We were all in the same room, didn't know it, watching this band kind of blow our minds. But High as a Kite from Oslo, Norway. And the song we're going to hear is called Since Last Wednesday from their album called Silent Treatment, which you can also find on Spotify.
Vandalize that house, no. And he would never be caught spray painting on that person's wall, no.
Oh,
That's from High as a Kite, one of Chris Agarian's picks for his favorite tracks of 2014. Let's move on to a final category here, ladies and gentlemen. Album of the Year. Bill Brownlee, you wanted to mention yours. We've already listened to it, but your album of the year is?
You're Dead by Flying Lotus.
And we just listened to a track a few minutes ago.
Yes, we did.
Okay, Hannah Copeland.
My album of the year is called Some Heavy Ocean, and it's by Emma Ruth Rundle. She's a musician and visual artist out in California. She's a busy lady. She's in three bands and a visual artist. I'd say this track that we're going to listen to and the whole album really releases the listener into a state of pensive bliss where you can let the sound melt all over you, or you can really crane your ears to hear all the intricacies that are wrapped up in every single song. There's just a lot of fantastic texturing in her voice, and the song we're about to play, it just encompasses her whole sound and the dynamic ebbs and flows of her voice. And it's called Run Forever, and you can find it on iTunes.
Let's go get some pensive bliss. Emma Ruth Rundle, that's Hannah Copeland's pick for Album of the Year. What a great track. I like it a lot. Chris Agarian, let's go out with your Album of the Year here.
Yeah, this was also really high on Hannah's list. I kind of stole it from her. This is a band, a two-piece from Durham, North Carolina, called Sylvan Esso, and it's another one of those bands that we talk about at South By. It's hard to be how to break a band anymore at South By, but this is truly a band that did break at South By. I think they played 9 sets,
yeah.
And after that, the single got in a lot of rotation. But the song we're going to play is Coffee from Sylvan Esso off their self-titled release, which is also on Spotify.
That's Chris Agarian's pick, Sylvan Esso, for Album of the Year. And you can find my pick for my favorite Album of the Year. We'll have it posted later on today. Just go to kcur.org and click on Up to Date. I want to thank Hannah Copeland, Chris Agarian, Bill Brownlee.
Thank you.
Great recommendations, guys. Thanks
thank
so much.
You,
happy holidays to all of you.
Too.
Coming up, Brian McTavish in your weekend to-do list.
Just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winter, warm coffee. Mom's gone, do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee. Baby's gone, do you love me? Wrap me in your arms, I can't feel it, but